There's only one rule of adventure. You always stop at the antique stores. And I just spotted an antique store, and I am about to show them what I stand for. First, I check for all the friendly pets, especially kitty cats I can pet. No regrets. Then I look for books that can fit my back pocket. Found Edgar Rice Burroughs' Martian Tales with the drawing of a rocket. Then I begin searching for all the cute little things. I find a guitar pick, a little worn by strings. Then I hurry to the pocket knives section and admire each and every one with great affection. My cheeks start hurting from all the smiles I'm doing, but there is so much that needs my viewing. I find a stack of VHS tapes and a VCR. It's vintage, made by Gold Star. My cart is half full with knickknacks by now. All this for $3. Wow. And then I discover a room on the left. Military surplus, with prices so low it seems like theft. I find a backpack so large it can carry me. I will use it for firewood as it can fit a whole tree. Oh my gosh, there is an ammo box. It's perfect for my collection of fossils and precious rocks. With a box like this, storing knickknacks will be pure bliss. And then, on my way back to the cashier lady, I find a box marked free, which seems a little shady, but it has hundreds of old seashells inside, and I smile wide-eyed. The tourists are often sad that there are no seashells at the lake that I'm staying at. I can totally fix this now. I look at the box again and say, oh wow. After I finished scattering all the shells on the beach, it didn't take very long before I saw someone pause and reach. They looked pretty excited from afar. I hope they didn't think that finding a seashell there was bizarre. I can't believe such a collection of seashells would be free. That was definitely my most favorite antique shopping spree. You will never regret finding strange little things in an antique store. And each time you return, there will be more. Ha 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 ha.